Hi there. Thanks for joining me here on Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, the founder of Bare Bones Yoga and the creator of the Momentum Magic Method, the way to become a confident teacher, one who effortlessly walks around the room, shares clear cues, easily builds sequences, and speaks from her heart, sharing authentically with her students. On the podcast, you'll hear anatomy lessons, stories from teachers, interviews with others in the field, and a dose of personal growth, because having a strong, healthy mindset is such an important piece of being a confident teacher. In addition to the podcast, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Bare Bones Yoga for daily videos. And you'll also see a new link on both of my profiles, my Stan Store link, a literal vending machine for you to select how you best want to be supported as a teacher. There you'll find links to the podcast, free resources, and other ways I can help you be the best teacher you can be. And don't forget, every single week, in addition to recording you a new episode of this show, I also teach yoga classes and free workshops specifically for yoga teachers. The only way to get your invite is to be on my mailing list. You can do that simply by going to my website, barebonesyoga.com, and down at the bottom, entering your email in the box. Here we go with today's show. Hi there. Welcome to Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian. And this is episode 289. So I'm recording this on March 28th, 2024. This will go live on April 1st, 2024, which is April Fool's Day, but no joke, this is a real episode. And I'm really excited to be here. You know, this is the end of, or the beginning of, I'm recording it in March, but you'll hear it on the first day of the second quarter of this year, which is exciting. You know, I always look at these different dates and the energy around them. And when we finish a quarter and start a new quarter, there's definitely a transition there. There's a level of energy there. There's a finishing, and then there's a new beginning. So, you know, this is a really good time for you to just think about how were the first 3 months of the year for you as a yoga teacher. You know, what kinds of things did you accomplish? How do you feel in your classes? What kind of impact are you making? What goals did you have for the first quarter of the year? Did you meet those goals? Are you setting new goals for the second quarter? And you might think like, boy, no one's asking me these questions. Should I be asking myself these questions? And, you know, again, it's really up to you. But I always find that, you know, in my life, when I look at anything that I've accomplished, it's come from having goals, from having direction, from taking steps, even when I wasn't sure if they were the right steps, from investing in myself. Yes, spending money on me, on different programs and coaches so that I can be a better person, a better yoga teacher, a better coach. And, you know, again, it's really a conversation for everyone. And at the same time, it's really a conversation for you if you're truly motivated. And if you are on the fence, it's always possible for you to shift your way of being. So, you know, now more than ever, with the beginning of, you know, the next quarter of the year, what better time than to harness just the energetic power of the beginning of a quarter to say, yeah, you know what? Let me spend 15 minutes sitting at my desk and let me think about how did the first quarter of the year go for me in my classes? Let me look back at my spreadsheet of classes I've taught. What were the topics I taught? How many people were in my classes? You know, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, am I supposed to be keeping a spreadsheet of my classes? Yeah, not because I say, no one says, you can do whatever you want, but it's a really important tool, not just for tax purposes, but just for personal growth purposes, to have a spreadsheet that lists every single class you teach, where it was, when it was, what time it was, how many people were there, how much did you get paid, What topics did you teach? What was the theme of your sequence? Like that can be an amazing record that you can look back on and begin to see trends and begin to see accomplishments. So I would absolutely, now is the perfect time. If you want a template, I can send it to you. Just send me a DM on Instagram. Now's the perfect time to start that sort of tracking. And, you know, again, I also want to speak to, you know, sometimes when I have conversations like these with teachers, they'll say, well, I'm just teaching on the side. I'm not really looking at this as a way to make money or as a business. And it really bothers me when people say that, because I want you to know, if you've ever thought that, or you've ever said that to me, or you've ever said that to somebody else, you're really just putting down yourself. You're minimizing yourself, because in the eyes of the universe, it doesn't matter what the money aspect is. It doesn't matter if this is a full-time thing for you or not, or if you even have visions of that. What matters is the energy you're putting towards it, the motivation you have to do it, to be a yoga teacher. And when you put yourself down by saying, oh, I'm just not, you kind of poo-poo it, it just minimizes it. It makes it seem like what you're doing doesn't matter. And it matters. You as a yoga teacher matters. And what doesn't matter is the scenario of your teaching, the details around your teaching. Because when you step into the room and you start teaching a yoga class, you are there as the leader. You are there as the teacher. And no one there is going to know your story of whether you're teaching for money, not teaching for money, teaching as a full-time gig, teaching as a side gig. No one there knows that. And it really doesn't matter to them. And so, again, when I hear that sort of thing from somebody, it just says to me that in them is a belief that there are different levels of teaching. And certain levels come with certain kinds of values or certain perceptions in the world. And that is just absolutely not true. You matter as a yoga teacher, regardless of whatever the details are around your teaching. And that's why this dovetails so nicely with this start of this conversation, to really take seriously what you're doing. Like, that's the only way I can say it. And I don't say it that way to make this be a heavy conversation. I say it that way because it sort of elevates what you're doing, and it elevates what I'm doing. Not that it needs to be elevated, but it makes it more than just a, oh yeah, I'm just going to run and teach this class. It's like, no, I am putting thought into this. I have goals for the second quarter of this year. I am tracking what I'm doing. I want to make a difference. I believe that this practice can have tremendous impact on people, and I am facilitating, guiding, leading that sort of impact. So, you know, again, just a general reminder, it's the beginning of the second quarter of the year, and it's a huge opportunity for you, for me, for everybody, every yoga teacher, to take stock of quarter one and set some goals for quarter two. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you is, if you heard on the past couple of episodes, I've been sharing with you this opportunity to be part of a new training that I am offering. And it just started last week. It's called the It Factor Training. And I'm calling it that because I know that, you know, when you go and take a yoga class and the teacher just has it, she just has it going on, and you know it, you can feel it, you can see it in the way she walks around the room, or he walks around the room, in the way they share their cues, they just know their sequence. The teacher just can teach without notes. You just feel like you're in really good hands. Like, that is somebody who is leaning into their authentic way of teaching, and they're confident and they have the skills to back it up. And that's what is the it factor. And the it factor can be seen in actors and famous people. It can also be seen in yoga teachers, and it's a blend of skills and confidence. And I've been telling you about this 4-week training program that I kicked off last week. And I want to give you a shout out if you're one of the women who are part of this group. And the reason I wanted to mention it to you, if you're not there, is number one, if you send me a DM on Instagram and you're inspired to find out more about the training, I can tell you about it. You can also see the link on my Instagram. If you go to my profile, I have a store link right on my profile, a stand store link. And one of the options when you click the link is the It Factor training. So you can take a look at it there. I've already begun this first session with a group of women, and it's been the most powerful experience for me as a facilitator of a group training, because my signature program is done one-on-one. I've been very intentional about running that in a one-on-one way, so it can be really, really customized to any teacher I work with and what she needs. But I wanted to run this in a group format. And number one, every single person who enrolled in the program showed up for the first training session. So that's like 100% attendance, 100% commitment. And then just the level of honesty that they all exhibited. The first session we did was about how to be more empowered as a yoga teacher. And I had a number of different exercises we did, some journaling things, et cetera. And I was just blown away by how honest and open and supportive of sharing that every yoga teacher was. And that is the magic of a group. And, you know, one of the light bulb moments that came out of the first session that teachers shared with me in emails that they sent me afterwards was that they were so, I don't want to say happy, but they felt really good to know that they were not alone in some of the thoughts that they were having, that are thoughts that many yoga teachers have that disempower them. And in the sharing about different concerns teachers have, different things that hold them back, different ways of being they want to demonstrate when they're teaching, in the sharing from the teachers that were there, other teachers listening felt like, wow, I guess I'm not the only one that feels that way. And it's really good to know that, because, you know, teaching yoga is sort of an isolating experience. You know, now more than ever post-COVID, with so much being shifted, your local yoga studio where you teach might not offer any sort of support to its teachers. You know, back in the day, we used to have weekly teacher meetings, and I don't really think that happens anymore. So you're out there teaching yoga, you probably don't have anybody to talk to. And when you have a problem, if you don't talk to your partner, who are you going to talk to? And I don't know about you, but many, many years ago, Ben said to me, I just can't take this yoga stuff. Like, it's hard for someone who's not part of the industry to talk about it. So these teachers just really seemed to enjoy the support that came from the group experience, which is part of this training. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. If you are in the training, I want to just acknowledge you. And if you're not part of the training and you'd like to find out how you can be for the next go around after this 4-week session is done, again, you can DM me on Instagram or look at my profile, click the Stand Store link, and the It Factor training is one of the options there. So from a Mindset Minute perspective, if you're a listener of the pod here, you know every week I do a Mindset Minute, because I firmly believe that having a strong, clear mindset is essential for yoga teachers. You're going into a room, you're teaching people that you probably don't know, you're allowing people to see you, you're dealing with the energy of other human beings, you're needing to show up in a present sort of way with the ability to share clear cues and lead people through a sequence. For many, many teachers, all of that together can be really just stressful. It can be triggering to the nervous system, the heart can race and all of that. So that's why so much of what I do is focused on the mindset piece of being a really good teacher. And in today's Mindset Minute, what I wanted to ask you is, and this would be a perfect thing to think about at the start of this second quarter, I wanted to ask you, what's something you'd like to do more of in your classes, but you're holding back? What is something that you'd like to do more of in your classes, but you're holding back. So just see what comes up for you when you hear that question. And the reason I'm putting this in the mindset category is because if it's something you want to do more of in your classes, but you're holding back, there's a mindset block there. It's almost always related to fear. So for instance, let's say, and I've literally heard this before, let's say you want to teach a workshop. Let's say you've never taught a workshop before and you really would love to teach a workshop, but you're afraid that you don't have any fancy skills or any special skills, and you think that's your perception of your teaching skill, that you don't have anything special to share. So therefore, what would you possibly offer a workshop on? So as a result, you never offer a workshop. You never talk to the studio owner about your interest in offering a workshop. And months and months and months and months go by and no workshop is ever set up by you. And you don't ever have an opportunity because you never give yourself a chance. What if you really want to share more from your heart when you teach, especially in the final minutes of your classes when people are in Shavasana, and you bring a book to every class and you spend some time before each class picking out a quote, but you really wish that you had the courage to speak from your heart? That might be something. What if you really want, like, something that you'd really like to do more of in your classes is assist your students, but you feel pressure to practice with them? So the question would be, why are you holding back on assisting your students? Like, is it a skill thing? Is it an energetic thing where you're afraid to assist people? Is it a permission thing where you're not sure how you'll get their permission? Is it a dependence thing where you're dependent on practicing with your students? I mean, I honestly don't think anybody ever talks about these things, but these are real topics. This is not stuff that they talk about in hours-based training because it's so focused on skills, and skills are important. But these are all the other things that block us from being really good teachers. Teachers who are fearless, teachers who are courageous, teachers who are authentic come from teachers who are willing to do things even when they don't think it's going to go out perfectly, even when they're a little afraid. They lean more in the area of doing it anyway, facing their fears. And I get it. I mean, there definitely are things that have over the years triggered me as a yoga teacher. And there have been many times that I've been teaching and I've been inspired to say something. And then this voice in my head will say, don't say that, it's stupid. And I've just said to that voice, shut the F up. And I've said it anyway. And you know, when you're teaching, no one is talking back. So you really don't know how it lands on your students anyway. So it's sort of a safe place in a way to do it. It's not like in an actual conversation, you're going to get feedback from somebody, or on social media when the haters are going to come back and leave a bad comment on your profile. This is like easy in a way because nobody even has a chance to say anything back, because that's just not how classes are taken. So again, I just leave you with that question. What's something you'd like to do more of in your classes, but you're holding back? And just see what comes up for you. And of course, if you want some help, just send me a DM on Instagram, reference this episode, and I'm glad to connect with you and brainstorm on it. So what I wanted to talk about today is the connection between what you know and what you say, and why it's such a big part of feeling confident as a teacher. I mean, I would say, and I've mentioned this before on the pod, almost every time I talk to a yoga teacher, what they say is they want to feel more confident. That's number one. Number two, one of the most common concerns that yoga teachers express to me is that I don't really understand the reason for a lot of the cues I'm sharing. And almost all the time, when I get into conversations like this, what is revealed is that the understanding of the anatomy is not
at a sufficient level so that the teacher understands the reason for the cue. And that is partnered with a teacher who is simply repeating cues rather than sharing cues where they understand the reason for it. And this is in large part because the way teachers are trained is to say XYZ for this pose, XYZ for that pose. So they have a script and they learn the cueing from someone else. And notwithstanding that that person might not understand the anatomy, and then they absorb cues that they don't understand the reason behind. So it's not to say it's not your fault, don't worry about it, but it is to acknowledge that that is sort of the telephone game that goes on in the teacher training process. And when that's the way teachers are learning how to cue, it's understandable that you came out of your 200-hour training and you might be teaching now, saying things that you heard in your training, then you're not exactly sure what the reason is for it. So the reason that there is a connection between what you know and what you say, and the reason it's such a big part of feeling confident, is because when we stand in front of a room and lead people through a yoga class, and we're saying things, and we don't understand the reason behind what we're saying, that is oftentimes where we lose confidence in ourselves, because we're standing there as the expert, but we're sharing things that if someone asked us a question, we couldn't answer. And so this is one of the big reasons why teachers say, I wish I felt more confident, because 90% of what they're doing, or maybe not 90%, if you think of cueing and sequencing as the two main things, but really when you think about the class, it's like 100% of the class is you talking. So if out of that 100% of you talking, there's more than 50% of words, of cues that you don't understand, of course, it's going to be really difficult to feel confident. And so you might say, well, geez, Karen, what's the answer? So there's a short-term answer, and then there's a midterm answer, not a long-term, but there's an immediate thing you can do to resolve this. And it's to use action cues. When you speak from action, the knowing is much clearer to you. Because if I say to you, even if you know nothing about anatomy, how can you tell me how to get into warrior one from downward dog? And if you said to me, step your right foot forward, put your back heel down on the ground, and reach up to the sky. That's it. That's all you have to say. And you know, to your bones, you know that that's how to do warrior one, because it's just the actions. It's like teaching a four-year-old. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but when we teach from action, we're teaching in a way that kids could do it, adults could do it, elderly people could do it. It's clear. It transcends age. It transcends level of experience. It transcends esoteric knowledge about yoga. That's why it's one of the best, most powerful ways to cue, because it doesn't require a lot of brain power on the part of the person. And so when you cue from action, there's really no gap between what you know and what you're saying, because you know what to do. You know, even a brand new yoga teacher coming out of teacher training knows how to get into these poses. The challenge for so many teachers is they don't know how to say it. This is why when people say to me, oh, I've been practicing for 10 years. Well, great, but that's not going to help you be a great teacher. You as a practitioner is not the same as you as a teacher. And ask anybody who tripped over their words a million times in their first 10 classes, and they went home scratching their head like, oh my God, I've been practicing for so long. Why is it so hard to articulate what I want them to do? It's because there are many other variables involved. People are looking at you. You have to edit your wording. You have to learn how to be succinct. You have to learn how to use your voice as a tool. There's a lot more to it. And none of that is developed when you're just practicing. So I want you to keep in mind that the quickest way for you to activate your confidence is to cue from action only. And now I know the next thing is going to be like, oh, well, Karen, that's boring. Oh, and that's all sort of baloney. That's just standing up for your limitations. That's just a belief. However, you want to continue to grow as a teacher, and understanding anatomy is not an option. It's a requirement. And so the ability to cue and understand the why behind the cue lives in understanding anatomy. It just does. There's no way around it. There's no shortcut. There's no YouTube video. There's no PDF to download. There is no shortcut. And I know you might be rolling your eyes. Oh my God, I didn't learn anatomy in my 200-hour training, and I just don't think I can learn it. I'm not science-based, or whatever the belief is that you have. And I can say this 100 times till I'm blue in the face, but it's really just about you and whether or not you're ready. The only reason if anatomy has been hard for you to learn is because it hasn't been presented to you in a way that's easy for you to understand. That's it. That's it. It's the only reason why. You know, it's like if I want a kid to eat his vegetables and he's not eating his vegetables, it's not really on him. It's really on me to find a way to make his vegetables palatable. Now, I don't have kids, so maybe that's not a great example, but hopefully you get the metaphor. So I can assure you that when I teach you anatomy, you'll get it. And I know that sounds kind of ballsy to say, but I just know because I've done it so many times. And I know that one of my superpowers is making anatomy easy to understand. And I've heard that from many, many teachers. You can read it on my website. My homepage has the testimonials. I mean, it is my passion. I've dedicated my entire teaching career to not only understanding anatomy, but sharing it through a very specific filter that allows teachers to get it. Because the more they get it, the better they feel, the more confident they feel, the better teachers they are. And that's all connected to my mission. I'm not doing this for kicks. I'm doing this for a mission. And so that's really the bottom line. You know, I've given you an immediate thing you can do, which is use action cues only, and that's going to boost your confidence tenfold. And then I've offered you an opportunity to really fix the problem, which is to learn anatomy. And I'm pretty much assuring you that if you work with me, I'm going to be able to show you how to do it. Now, there's other people you can work with. There's other tools you can use. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. So do whatever you need to do. Know that, though, you have a place with me and I will take care of you and I'll make sure that it gets done. So that's the lesson for today. And, you know, along those lines, what I want to share with you is I started thinking over the past week of how can I get my stuff out to more teachers? And by stuff, I mean my signature program. I have some other things, but primarily, obviously, we've talked about the IF Factor training. But my signature program, the Yoga Anatomy Blueprint Learning Program, that's my thing. That's my main program. And I was thinking the other day as I was walking the dog, how can I get this out to more teachers? And so I decided to do something that I've never done before, which is offer a membership option. And so what that means is instead of a one-on-one coaching approach, which is my most elevated, desired, high touch way for me to support you, I'm going to offer you another way to access my program, which is a monthly membership of just $44 a month. It's actually $44.44 because those are angel numbers. So $44.44 a month. And for that, you can access both the video portal and the practice portal of my signature program. And you'll also get the weekly workshop support as well. So every week you'll be in my group workshops when you can attend them, and you'll get support with me in that group format. You won't get the one-on-one support that the full pay or the for pay students are getting, But you will get support in my weekly workshops. The teachers who come to my weekly workshops, they get support. I'm not, you know, holding back from them. And so you can, just for $44.44 a month, access all of the step-by-step to learning anatomy. So this ties in nicely with what we're already talking about. And you can cancel at any time. I mean, if you do end up staying, there is a limit to how long I charge you. This is not Netflix that gets charged forever and ever and ever. There is a limit. Basically, you know, when you've paid off the full price of the program, the payments stop, but you don't even need to stay till then. My guess is most people will probably stay for about 6 months, maybe even less. So you control how long you stay. And during that time, you're going to have a step-by-step way to learn anatomy. And so the reason I'm doing this is because I want more yoga teachers to be a yes, to believe in themselves that they can learn anatomy so that they can be a more confident, empowered teacher. And so I know that one of the biggest levers for me to play with is the price. And while I'm not changing the price of my program, it's still $2,199. I'm just changing the way you can access it. And if you pay full price, you get full support from me, one-on-one coaching. If you pay in four installments, you get one coaching call a month and full access to all the portal. And if you want to do it with just a monthly membership of $44.44 a month, you'll get access to both the practice portal and the anatomy portal and the weekly workshop. So in any scenario, it's a one-stop shop. It's totally guided. It's way better than buying a bunch of books. It's way better than being out there on your own and trying to figure this out. So to access the link to sign up, just go to my website, barebonesyoga.com, and right there on the homepage, you're going to see enroll now. And when you click that button, you're going to see the three options. One of them is the monthly membership. The other way you can sign up is just right off my Instagram. Go to my Stan store and you're going to see the link on my Stan store with these three options. One's the membership and one is the ultimate package, which is the full pay. So, you know, bottom line, I am here to support you. And I do that every week through free content like this, through hundreds of Instagram videos a month. I also am now saving all my Instagram lives. So you're going to have dozens and dozens of mini workshops on Instagram. So there's lots of ways that you can get support when you're just part of my community. And when you're ready, if you're ready for that level of believing in yourself and putting some money behind it, then that's really when you're someone I can help, because now you're stepping forward and you're like, yes, I am ready. So thank you so much for being here with me, especially if you're here right now. That means you listened all the way to the end. And I want to just acknowledge you. And I also want to acknowledge you by saying, if all of this is really inspiring to you, and if it motivates you to enroll, if you use the words podcast offer in a DM to me, I will give you a special incentive to enroll in my program. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll catch you next week on the next episode of Conversations for Yoga Teachers. Namaste. Thanks for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. And hey, one more thing. While I don't know you personally, I know what a yoga teacher looks like who's ready to work with me. She's ready to take action. She's looking for someone who has the answers she needs. She knows she's worth the investment. She can't wait to get all her prep time back. And she's excited to make a positive change. If that's you, DM me the words podcast offer to my Instagram, and I will give you a special incentive to work with me inside my signature program. My Instagram handle is Bare Bones Yoga. I can't wait to hear from you.